Welcome to the From the Field broadcast. It is my hope and prayer that God will use this message to touch your heart. Thank you for listening. May God bless.
What's interesting here in this passage is that these soldiers, they don't have any idea of the significance of what they're doing. They're just carrying out acts of their own free will. It's just another man they're crucifying. Now, there's no doubt in my mind there's not been another man like this one. They never wrestled him down. They never had to run and chase him and bring him back to the cross. No, he willingly laid his life down. And so, in that regard, it was unique and different. But in the soldier's mind, it's just another day. It's just another day to see this act of punishment come to a close. Two thieves and a man in the middle whom they call Jesus. And so what's interesting to me is although they are acting on their own free will, although they are doing all that they know to do, what we find is that God is actively doing things on His side. For the Bible says in Psalm chapter number 22 and in verse number 18, it's a messianic prophetic psalm that says, "They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." Now, when this psalm in chapter number 22 was written by David, it's as if, as I spoke this morning, as if he was there witnessing God Himself die upon the cross. It was as if he was there. And so we know through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ was crucified before and slain before the foundation of the world. So the one that was inspiring him had already been there, had already been crucified, had already been slain. And so what we come to is this unique part of the mystery that Paul speaks about. And it is the collision of the free will of man and the divine will of God. Now, we know that in our day and throughout many generations before us, and I'm sure there'll be many generations on after us, that have tried to go one way or the other. They've tried to systematically put God in the box and systematically put their own thoughts in the box. And can I say it's really not one way or the other, but it's really both. Amen. And so what we find now when we look at the free will of man and the divine will of God, we notice that God is working on His side. It's evident in the Word of God, in the light of the cross, in the light of the Scripture, that these men were acting on their own free will. But it's also evident that there's no way they could have gotten out of doing what they did by not rending the clothes, because it's what God had prophesied and preordered from before the foundation of the world concerning this specific moment in time. Now, what does that truth do for you and I tonight? It helps me to understand that God's working on His side. Whether I feel it, whether I see it, I know and can rest that God is working on His side. Now, that takes an ordinary life as a believer, and that supercharges it into a life of purpose, to a life that has meaning, to a life that has goals. And so these soldiers, the Bible says, they were just soldiers. They did not have the mind of Christ. But we now, according to the Word of God in Philippians chapter 2 and in verse number 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This thought of the mind of Christ is most interesting. We know some things concerning God. And that knowledge that we know about God, that knowledge that we know about ourselves, and the knowledge that we have concerning the workings of God is quite remarkable to help us continually to walk in victory. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, and have put on a new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. And so a renewed look at the cross provides new knowledge about God. Here, God is actively working in the lives of these soldiers. And so that helps us tonight to be able to put on the mind of Christ and realize we have a copy of the Word of God. We have knowledge about God, that God is always doing something. The Bible says that His ways are above our ways. There in the book of Isaiah, I believe it is in chapter number 55. Let me read it in our hearing tonight. It is an amazing verse of scripture to help set the tone tonight on what I would believe that God would have for us. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. Verse number 8, saith the Lord, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so God is actively doing something. He's had a plan from the beginning. God never saw man in his sin and said, oops, man has sinned, I better do something to fix this thing. God never reacts to anything. He's always acting.
Amen.
And so what we find now is that before there was ever any sin in the garden, God had already had a plan. Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Before there was even, before God said, let there be light, Jesus Christ in the mind of God had already been slain. It is the plan of God. That plan has been carried out up to our time in 2019 and will continue to do so. You and I have opportunity. We have every day that they have opportunity to be yoked up with God and His plan. It's not that we walk around asking God to bless our efforts, but that we find out what is the mind of God for our life. What is God wanting to do through our church? What is God wanting to do in our community? And we yoke up with God and get in on what He's already planned on doing. And so by that understanding, we have the mind of Christ. God has a plan, and we say yes to His plan. God has a big divine plan, and we say, yes, Lord, we want in on it. We want to be part of this plan. And so what that does now is we know that God is working on the other side. I was talking to a fella the other day. He's a friend of mine. And he told me about his job. And he was saying that he goes to work on Monday, as I'm sure some of you will tomorrow. And he said, I get a little cart. And I have a list of what stations gets what parts. I put all the parts on the buggy. And I go around from station to station giving off parts. And he said, I'll be honest with you. He said, it's just kind of a mundane job. It just ain't much going on. It's a big old large meal. And it's just what you're doing. I got to think about it. I said, well, that's from your side. That's all your perspective. I said, what you need to understand is that God's working on His side. God can take that little part buggy and your life and your light He's put in you and the witness He's given you and you're able to look at your job with such purpose that now then I'm going not just to work, collect a paycheck, not to just punch in and punch out, but I'm going to participate with God where God has placed me to serve.
Amen.
And you go to your place of work and you get your little buggy and you put your parts on it. And you say, okay, I know the God up at this place. And maybe a kind word or a smile or whatever God puts on your heart. Maybe a little scripture. Maybe a little something to encourage them along the way. You might meet another believer. They may not be the same, they may not wave the same banner per se as what we do, but nonetheless, saved by the grace of God. Maybe a word of encouragement to them. And then you can leave your day saying, Lord, I have a sense of fulfillment, accomplishment, because I sense that you've done a work through me, God, and touched somebody today. And so it's an amazing thing to know that God is working on the other side. Don't matter if it's if we're a salesman. It doesn't matter if we have a big job somewhere dealing with millions of dollars or some small job. None of that matters. It's that God has a plan, and He's included you that are saved in on this plan. And that plan is to be open to what God has for us to do. Whether it's the secretarial work, sitting there typing out letters. And there's all sorts of scripture that God gives us. Paul gives the church there in Corinth, and even there in Ephesians, about how that we are to respect those above us. And through that, follow the scripture, there is a gospel witness, a light that comes out, and it will be effective. There's not a question whether it will or won't be. When the Word of God has been clear, it is powerful, it's quick, sharper than any two-edged sword, and what the Word of God has written for us as instruction and practices to follow through doctrine and precept, then when we're able to follow that in obedience, you know that God will get a result somehow. You may not see it. You may not see God moving or God working, but I can tell you God is working on the other side. This other side that God's working on, He works on it from salvation. I know for a fact, I was there. I prayed a prayer. I called on God. I asked God to save me from my side. But from God's side, He had been long after me, long before I was even born. God had commended His love to me, and that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. When God can look at Jeremiah in the womb of his mother and say, "You're a prophet," it seems like God on his side, and it is a fact, God on his side has a plan. It's already in motion. It's already spinning. And so when it comes down to us, it's a moment where we're faced with the grace of God. And we embrace the cross. We embrace the Lord Jesus. We embrace His grace. And we receive the faith that He has given us to believe in Himself, and we become a child of God. It's not of our own power. It's not of our own ability, but it is the power of God. Not of the will of man, nor the will of the flesh, but of God. Amen. And in and through that, what we find is God has allowed us to be a participant with His plan here on earth. But oftentimes, because the enemy is one that blinds, he's one that distracts, he's subtle. He wants to divert our attention off of what God is doing. Oftentimes there are people that talk to me in a heart of sadness. They've lived their entire life come to a place where they've sat back, maybe in a cushy retirement, and they've just kind of enjoyed themselves. And I'm going to say there's nothing wrong with that. That's what God has for you. But when there are so many things in the world, there's so many things to be active in, specifically in what God is doing. And so you don't want to just let your life just twinkle by. You don't want to see it go by, as James said, as a vapor, and it's gone. And come to the end and say, "Well, Lord, I never participated with you in what you were doing. I never had knowledge of that." When we know that God is moving and working behind the scenes, we have opportunity and obligation to say, "Lord, what is it that you saved me for?"
I just want to thank you.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I hope and pray it's been a blessing to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 2237, Blairsville, Georgia 30512.
Thank you. May God bless you.